An alliance of mayors is in Canberra today to lobby politicians over the quality of life for those of us who live in the fast-growing outer suburbs of our major cities. Over the past decade, a million new residents have moved into these urban fringe areas, and infrastructure spending just hasn't kept up. The National Growth Areas Alliance says these suburbs are growing exponentially and greater federal coordination is needed, as is a lot more cash simply for roads and public transport. Glenn Doherty is the mayor of the city of Playford in Adelaide and he's chair of the alliance. Glenn Doherty, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Good morning, listeners.
In the last state election in Victoria, in fact, every state election actually, and now federally, we're hearing a lot about the pressure that population growth is placing on many of our cities, Glenn, particularly around traffic congestion. How is that playing out in the outer suburbs in the city of Playford, which is the outer suburbs of Adelaide, where you are?
Well, where I am, it plays out exponentially. As every day, we've got new residents moving in and we've got particular key roads that are connecting up new fast-growing suburbs that just haven't caught up with the traffic flow that are now on them. So Curtis Road in Playford is an example where you can be laid up to 20 minutes, half an hour, just to go a couple of kilometres to get to school or cross the railway line. But right across the country, we're seeing roads and rail issues, because we have to remember that one in five Australians live in fast-growing outer suburban areas, and it's just going to continue to grow. And each year we're seeing 136,000 people move into these fast-growing suburbs.
Give us a sense of what you're talking about when you talk about the outer suburban fringe. In Adelaide, it's the Playford City Council. What suburbs is that? Give us a sense, if you can, just briefly.
Yep, so in Adelaide's north, it's suburbs like the city of Playford, Mount Barker in Adelaide. We've got, when you're looking at across the country, whether Melbourne, whether it's city of Melton, Casey, whether it's in Western Sydney, out in Penrith, Liverpool, Wallandilly, in Perth, we're talking about Wanneroo, etc. So these are the suburbs that are out on the outskirts of the major capital cities that are fast growing, and each and every day we're seeing new residents move in and helping to create new families and new communities, but the infrastructure is just not catching up. And that's what we're launching today, is the Catch Up with the Outer Suburbs campaign here in Canberra, to really make those decision makers aware that each and every day, one in five Australians are living in these communities, getting stuck in traffic, not being able to get a seat on a train, not having a public school that's got a spot for their kid, not having health facilities that are close by, or even able to get there.
So just on that, Glenn, you're talking about more than trains and publics and roads. You're talking about schools. You're talking about other services. How bad is it in some suburbs? What are they missing in terms of facilities? And I'm not talking about transport now. I'm talking about the schools or the health clinics or even the shopping centres.
Well, we see right across Australia, we're seeing areas where as people move in, there isn't any health clinics or new hospital upgrades. So thousands of new residents come in, but the hospital hasn't been upgraded. We've got governments that are rezoning land, but schools aren't necessarily catching up. We're seeing, particularly in transport, real issues where we build thousands of new houses in suburbs, but no public transport, no bus shelters to 5 years after the suburb is full. So how do you expect a young person to get to university, a person to travel to work, or even just across the suburb to see their elderly parent? These are real life issues that face our residents each and every day, and it's time to catch up the infrastructure in our outer suburbs.
And Glenn, given the population growth in these parts of our cities that you're citing, and it's, I think, 5 million Australians already living in outer suburbs, and that's going to grow to 7.5 million Australians in just a few years' time, is the answer better roads out or better trains out, or is the answer more jobs in the outer suburbs? And is that something that government should be focusing on or is focusing on?
Look, you're exactly right, Fran. We've got many, many Australians with great skills that are living in our local communities. We want local jobs for local people. We actually do have high job growth rates in our suburbs, up to 2.4%. But when you've got population growing as it is and a population rate of 3 or 3.2%, there's even more people coming in to fill the jobs that are local, and then obviously people having to go out of the district to get jobs. So we're really keen also and about creating jobs and skills in our local community, transformational projects around innovation and employment, education and health hubs in our community. And we've got lots of examples where we see, whether it's in South Australia around the Lyell McEwen Health Precinct, or in New South Wales around the Campbelltown Collaboration Hub, or out in Armidale in Western Australia around the Higher Education Centre and Job Centre, opportunities to create employment areas that can keep local people in local jobs without having to travel to the inner city CBD.
Okay, Glenn, so just briefly, we're in coming up towards a federal election campaign. You're in Canberra today. What are you asking the government for?
Well, we're asking the government to catch up with the 5 million Australians that already live in the fast-growing outer suburbs. So that is infrastructure that meets the needs of the people, building it as people arrive or even before they arrive. So that's better road connections, better public transport. That is about making sure we've got some dedicated funding mechanisms to catch up with the growth that's already there and to also precipitate the growth that's coming. It's just not good enough that our outer suburbs don't have that infrastructure, and it's just appalling. We receive 13% of federal infrastructure. In that same period, 35% of the population growth were in these suburbs.
Okay.
Now, you can see as well as I can, and to the millions of Australians, that doesn't make sense. It's time to catch up.
Glenn Docherty, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Glenn Docherty, the Mayor of the City of Playford in Adelaide to the north, and he's also the Chair of the National Growth Areas Alliance.